Here's the Northwest Outdoor Report, brought to you by Truck Vault, the leader in secure vehicle storage. Northwest trap shooting legend Charles Dreich of Squim recently passed away at the age of 85. Dreich operated the Sunnydale shooting range since 1945, where he trained trap and skeet shooters. Dreich's students included his son, Matthew Dreich, who won an Olympic gold medal in 1984 for skeet shooting, and several world championships. Matthew and his sister, Ellen Dreich, also a national champion, were the only champion brother-sister shooting team of their time. The celebration of Dreich's life will be held at 11 a.m. Sunday, February 19th at the Sunnydale Shooting Grounds in Squim.
Boat U.S. releases top names for 2011. Boat U.S. has over 500,000 members, been telling a list of the top 10 boat names for over two decades now. The top 10 boat names just released on its 22nd annual list are Seize the Day, Not a Buoy, Aquaholic, Dreamweaver, Pegasus, Serenity Now, Second Wind, Liquid Asset, Misbehavin', and Blue Bayou.
They forgot Big Red on there, too. Big Red was number 11, actually. Yeah. The last evening razor clam dig of the season will take place tonight in Long Beach, Twin Harbors, and Moke Rocks beaches. After tonight's dig, clam diggers can look forward to a series of digs on morning tides.
Reports of multiple steelhead over 20 pounds in the last 2 weeks from the Salduck River hasn't helped the crowding situation there. Anglers from Seattle and Tacoma are flushing into the Salduck, which has been providing excellent winter steelheading lately. The closure of all the Puget Sound rivers to steelheading has put even more pressure on the coastal streams lately, where fishing has remained very, very good.
The 2012 Bassmaster Classic kicks off next Friday, February 24th, on the Red River in Shreveport, Louisiana. 49 competitors will compete for the $500,000 first place purse in the three-day-long event. Louisiana native Greg Hackney is a favorite in the Classic, but don't count out four-time champion Kevin Van Dam, who seems to find a way to win nearly every time he hits the water. The Classic won't air until March 3rd and 4th on ESPN2, but you can follow the action with live updates at Bassmaster.com next weekend.
Derelict bill gear passes Senate. Senate Bill 5661 calls for mandatory reporting of lost gill nets passed the Senate this past week with a vote of 47-1. In the past, reporting of lost gill nets has been voluntary, and thus only two nets have been reported since 2002. It's estimated that 11 to 20 nets are lost each year, killing up to 850,000 fish, including endangered salmon, bottom fish, and crab. The bill now goes to the House, where it will be referred to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. The NSIA, CCA, PSA, and Fish Northwest are all encouraging anglers to contact their House members and encourage them to pass this important bill.
The Environmental Protection Agency denied a petition this past week by the environmental group, the Center for Biological Diversity, that would have banned anglers from using traditional lead sinkers and other tackle containing lead nationwide. As in past attempts by this same group to ban fishing leads, the petition failed to demonstrate why federal action is necessary, and it was gunned down in a ball of flames, Nellie.
Chilean officials taking aims at sea lions. The country of Chile is arguing that the large sea lion population is partly responsible for a severe drop in fish stocks. Senator Camilo Escalona of Chile's Lakes region claimed that sea lion overpopulation is responsible for the loss of $140 million in the fishing sector every year. The initiative will allow for hunting of sea lions with nets and firearms, using their flesh for dog food, and selling their bones and reproductive organs to Asia for medicinal purposes. Sea lions that are caught live will be sold to zoos, animal shows, and circuses. That's your Northwest Outdoor Report, brought to you by the great folks at Truck Vault. Check out your next secure vehicle storage system at truckvaults.com, and that's the last time I ever do one of these without looking at it first.
I love sneaking this report in.
Oh, man. The joke is he was going to print one of these out and give it to me, right? And you never printed one out,
goodness.
And so I had to read it off the computer because we're here at a remote from.
Hey, you did great, man.
The harbor site,
All the fishermen out there are loving you right now, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's all good, man. All right. See, Chile, they're on it.
I'm going to get you back there.
They're all about the fishing industry down there.
Absolutely.